here on 6PR Footy.
Unfortunately, Michael Apness has fractured his collarbone. He's a very aggressive player, plays with real intent, but sometimes it comes at a cost, so we're really disappointed with that outcome.
It's been a bit unlucky with injury already, Michael, so unfortunate for him.
Pardon?
Michael Apness, he's been unlucky with injury so far in his career, so it was unfortunate for him.
Yeah, really, you got to find a balance. I mean, he hits the body so hard that... when we brought him back relatively early, he played four games. He's been so, he just showed true grit with the obstacles faced in him and his work ethic, his ability to sort of handle that disappointment and just focus and come through the other side was really impressive. So we're really keen. We haven't got much key position depth on our list, and so as soon as he was ready, we played him. And he gave us some real, hit the packs and brought the ball to ground, and there's no coincidence our smalls played a little bit better because of that. We'll sorely miss him, and it's frustrating and disappointing for him, I would imagine, in particular.
Ross, particularly with your young players, how important was it to validate what you guys have been working on with getting the result tonight?
Yeah, I think for all of us, I mean, there's bigger challenges out there. I think we all acknowledge that. So, but at the end of the day, we walk in losing and this will be a different press conference. So we're pleased to put some method around our effort. You just need to produce what we produced against quality teams consistently. I think that's the aim. And over a long period of time, we've been able to do that. This year, we haven't. So, we're just... Every week and every training session is an opportunity to our individuals and team to improve. A lot was made of this and people start running the tanking agenda. I hope it puts it to bed once and for all, particularly from our club's point of view. Because culturally we want to build the habits now while we're going through adversity for the future, because they don't magically appear. There's a theoretical model, get all these draft picks, and there's a few clubs that doesn't work for, because you've got to establish a culture of hard work and discipline and teamsmanship, and you can't play around with that. So one pick isn't worth destroying a club culture for.
Were you offended by that tanking discussion?
I'm ambivalent. I'm just telling you the facts.
Do you think it motivated the players tonight? They mentioned they were hurt during the week by it.
Well, I think one, they don't only answer the questions they've posed, you know, but if they're hurt, that's what they feel. So they're proud. AFL is about competition, you know. Like, even at the end, we would have liked to compete a little bit, use the ball a little bit better. There's some disappointment coming out of the last quarter, but overall it was fine. It's not about what you feel, it's about what you do with those emotions. So, yeah, we got into action tonight, but, you know, we'll move on pretty quickly from here. We've got a big trip up north and... So another challenge.
Collins, Tucker and Blakely seem to be coming on very quickly. Are you pleased with their form?
Yeah, we are pleased. So with another summer, they'll be better. So Connell Gunning's third summer, he had a super summer this year and he's a real competitor and he's learning the tricks of the trade. And I thought Lockie Weller, we put him to the wing in the last quarter, he had a fair bit of the ball. And Tucker, we've been incredibly pleased with as a first-year player. He's dog hungry to play, he's committed, he's, you know, you're walking around Friday afternoon when everyone else is gone and he's there in there doing extra. So that's going to stand him in really good stead to have an AFL career.
You get sick of answering this question, but Anthony Morabito, what did you hear how he went today?
Yeah, you don't have to preempt my response. I'm happy to talk about all our players. I think it just doesn't move that quickly where he's at. So, no, he didn't play today because of the Peel game, but... rescheduled to tomorrow for because of the lack of condition of the ground.
Nice. How pleased were you with Michael Barlow's performance on David Zaharakis tonight? And it was a pretty important performance for him as well. And it's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, Michael's one of our senior players. We thought we'd just give him a role. We haven't gone with anyone all year. We just wanted to exert a bit of influence on the game, and we might do that a little bit more. And that threw some challenges and some tactical challenges to some of our younger players to stay organised with Michael. So, again, challenges, but it was a step in the right direction for Michael.
Move set the tone early as well. What did you make of his performance tonight?
Yeah, I've been happy with Matthew all year. I think it's very difficult to be a key forward in a team that's struggling. So I've been really pleased. I couldn't be more thrilled since I walked through the door here what Matthew has been able to deliver and how he leads. So I thought he had some opportunities tonight where he did some nice things. So, yeah, we just obviously want to continue to wrap our support around him. He'll continue to leave a legacy like he has, which is hard work, discipline, and under adversity, keep trying your hardest. They're pretty good attributes.
Did you enjoy the send-off the fans gave for Ryan, just his contribution to the club? Did you enjoy the send-off that the fans gave to Ryan Crowley and his contribution to the club?
I missed it. I walked off. I didn't see that. I know he got cheered coming on, which is fantastic. It talks to the understanding of our supporters. I mean, he's a best and fairest winner and been a great finals player, as in doing the jobs, and a great competitor. So he had his ups and downs here, but gee whiz, he was a loyal servant. And we just want men of character that play with character, and he's clearly been one of them. So, yeah, they should embrace him. I like that.
It's been a tough season for your skipper with injury and whatnot, but he put in a good performance, a cracking performance tonight. How do you think he's handling the captaincy in a difficult season?
Yeah, I think he's handling it quite well. I think he's had some injury interruption and lack of consistency. So, and look, it's very difficult. We want a big platform of leaders, but a lot of our injuries are to leadership Fife, Sandilands, Johnson, you know, so it's a harder role to do when you haven't got that level of support around you, you know. So yeah, I think he's been terrific.
Well, tonight, one of the reasons why his teammates would have selected him in the role.
I'm not sure we need to go back to February. I think he's the captain, and we can just judge his performance. I'm not sure where you're going with this. I don't understand the question.
Pointing out his ability to lead on the field
was. Yeah, you know, I concur with you. Yeah, I think when you get to the point of the captain, that they see qualities over a period of time for you, so, or in you, and he certainly delivered on that tonight. But again, there were bigger challenges. You know.
You feel like you've found the best fit for Hayden Crozier in the side, playing down back now. It's been
Look, that's a really interesting question. It's a good observation. It's been a change of position, and I think he's flourished over it. Again, there'll be bigger challenges, but you know, it's very difficult to play as a small forward in AFL football, and we've got a couple of beauties in particular Walters and Ballantyne, and Weller's coming through there, and Main's a medium. So, you know, what Hayden's got is some real consistency. By his own admission, he was one of the more inconsistent preparers, and his training intensity went up and down, but he struck a real consistently for a fair period of time now. And
Well, we'll leave Ross Lyon there, and we will certainly hear more from